Next to the wealthiest neighborhood of Senegal's capital, Dakar, is the poor fishing village of N'Gour, the site of what the government calls a police operation to maintain law and order. For demonstrators, it is a fight against what they describe as an increasingly repressive state. They want a school. The government wants to build a police station instead.
I'm hiding my face because we are scared of what is happening in our country. No one can express themselves freely. Journalists are being locked up and also political figures of the opposition. So what do you think would happen to us?
Riots are spreading after opposition leader Sonko called for a nationwide civil disobedience movement. Heavily armed police are being deployed. We tried to enter the village, but the police will not let us in or allow us to film, threatening to arrest us. Residents too are turned away, unable to go to work or go to school.
We have to conduct operations to maintain law and order in order to protect the population. People should be allowed to demonstrate, but people also need to be able to go to work or school without being stopped by demonstrations.
We avoid police checkpoints with the help of demonstrators who show us what the security forces don't want us to film. Residents say their homes were stormed in the middle of the night while they were sleeping. Scores are wounded, others arrested, beaten, and some killed.
This is not a political protest, and what is happening is incomprehensible to us. We don't understand. All we want is a high school, not a police station.
President Macky Sall is calling for calm and dialogue. Meanwhile, local authorities say security forces are shooting on protesters using live rounds.
Look at the demonstrators behind me. They're mostly children, boys and girls, fighting with rocks against police in riot gear because they want a school for an education they say they have been denied.
The government isn't listening to us. The president isn't listening to us. No one wants to help us. So we are expressing ourselves as we can.
Anger is spreading. More than political unrest for young people, this is a crisis of trust. They feel ignored, overlooked, and silenced by a state meant to protect them. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar, N'Gour.